KSS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A bomb strapped to a scooter detonated in Moscow, killing Russian General Igor Kirillov and an aide. Ukraine says, yeah, we got him.
Kirillov, the highest-ranking military officer to be assassinated in Russia since the war began, killed just miles from the Kremlin. He was in charge of Russia's biological, chemical, and nuclear protection forces. Ukraine claiming responsibility, calling the general a war criminal and legitimate target, charging him with using banned chemical weapons against Ukrainian troops.
ABC's Ian Pannell. Just three more days until a government shutdown. Congressional negotiators unveiled a stopgap bill designed to keep the bureaucracy going another 3 months. It would provide more than $100 billion for hurricane and other natural disaster relief. Madison, Wisconsin's police chief said his mass shooting that left two people dead appears to be a combination of factors. This is ABC News. A jury in San Francisco convicted the man who murdered Bob Lee, founder of Cash App.
Bob Lee's murder shook the tech community when he was stabbed to death on a street in San Francisco. But it was not random, it was personal. The suspect turned out to be the brother of a woman who knew Lee, and he was angry with Lee. A six-man, six-woman jury rejected first-degree murder, but found tech consultant Nima Momeni guilty of second-degree murder. Lee's brother, Timothy, outside of court.
We're happy that Nemo Money will not be on the streets and no longer has the opportunity to harm anybody else.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Svetlana Dali will be cooling her jets in a federal jail cell. A federal magistrate in Buffalo ordered Dali held. She's accused of cutting off her ankle monitor and trying to get into Canada without a passport. She's tentatively scheduled to appear in court in New York City on Friday for bail jumping and the original stowaway charge from an earlier incident aboard a Delta flight for Paris. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
The Bucks beat the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Oklahoma City Thunder are in first place in the Western Conference, the youngest team in the league. But last night, the Bucks shut them down, 97-81, to win the NBA Cup Championship in Las Vegas. Doc Rivers asked during the trophy presentation, when did he know that they had a chance to win the Cup?
I think we knew this. You know, we struggled coming out of the gates. No one here doubted what we can be and who we can be. And we just hung in there. We stuck together. And this is the byproduct of a team sticking together. But we still have work to do.
College football, add Will Pauling, the Badgers' leading receiver, to the list of players leaving Wisconsin and entering the transfer portal. In Green Bay, Matt LaFleur says one of his most improved players this season is wide receiver Christian Watson.
In every phase of the game, he's been A+. Guy is extremely intelligent. We can move him around. He rarely will have a mental error, and he's doing a good job of winning his one-on-one opportunities.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a new show to binge, here's one of Pete's picks. I highly recommend The Day of the Jackal on Peacock. I just finished the series, and it didn't disappoint. The show stars Eddie Redmayne as the Jackal and Lashana Lynch as a detective chasing him across Europe. The show does not conform to stereotypical norms when it comes to likability for its characters, which is refreshing. Both lead characters are interesting, and the first season ends unapologetically and a bit shockingly. The table is set perfectly for season 2. Highly recommend. Even though Wicked is still in theaters, theaters and will continue raking in the big bucks through the holidays, there is already buzz about Wicked 2 and its title. The sequel has been named Wicked for Good. The title was revealed by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, who spilled the beans on their social media platforms. The film has already been shot, but Wicked fans will have to pace themselves. It doesn't open in theaters until next November. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a little bit of light snow or flurries in the overnight. Light west winds. Low temperatures will drop to the mid-20s. On Wednesday, we'll see some morning flurries, then mix of clouds and sunshine. Northwest winds turning breezy with highs near 30. Right now, it's 28.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is our old friend, Dr. Eric Feigelding, the epidemiologist and health economist with the New England Complex Systems Institute, the first whistleblower on the COVID pandemic, former faculty member and researcher at the Harvard Medical School and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. You can find him on Blue Sky as Dr. Eric Ding, DREERICDING, Blue Sky Social and all that. And also Dr. Eric Ding on Twitter. Dr. Feigelding, welcome back to the program. It's so nice to have you with us.
Thanks.
I'd like to take this, the next 25 minutes or so here and just kind of go through everything that's going on since the last time we talked. One of my neighbors just got COVID and just knocked her right flat on her butt. And she said that her doctor told her that the variant that's running around right now appears to be really, really nasty. Is it normal for a virus like that to wax and wane in terms of its potency, or is it just, that she was more vulnerable to it somehow? She was fully vaccinated.
Yeah, and I think people forgetting that it's still there. Like, the variants, in certain ways, this winter, the peak is not as bad as previous years, only because we actually had a really bad summer. Normally we don't have bad summer waves, but this year we had an unusually bad summer wave. And so some people got immunity, again, for 6 months or so. Some people didn't. And so this winter wave, although the peak is not as bad, there's definitely new variants that are evading. And, in this day and age, any variant that is successful basically can pole vault over previous immunity, over whatever we had before. So it's a whack-a-mole for sure. And some people definitely do have it much worse than others. And but luckily, I think testing is much more available. They're a lot cheaper. $1 tests now exist. The federal government for now is still giving out free COVID tests. Although Paxlovid is not subsidized anymore, and it's much more expensive than before, I really recommend people try to get Paxlovid if possible, and stock them up prophylactically if possible. But obviously, not everyone's able to do that.
Sure, I get it. I understand that COVID vaccination rates have plunged over the last year or so. Is this because people think that they're immune? I mean, they don't realize it's kind of like flu. You've got to revaccinate. The immunity is only temporary. Or is this a consequence of all this right-wing virus fear-mongering?
Well, if the government says the pandemic is over, the people receive the message, and then they think, well, if the pandemic is over, then, don't need to worry about it. But that's actually not necessarily true at all because of, new variants, as we know. And so each year they update the vaccine boosters to be adapted to whatever a variant is circulating. So the boosters went into production in the spring, so that's the most recent variant that we have boosters against. That said, the mRNA vaccine does last, you know, about 6 months. Yeah, in terms of efficacy, it starts to wane after 6 months. So there's this double whack-a-mole. And for those who say the vaccine doesn't work, I still cause COVID, I still caught COVID. Well, yes, catching COVID is still possible. But if you look at the hospitalization rate, it's 7 times lower. Hospitalization mortality rate, 5 to 7 times lower. Hmm. The death rate, 8 to 11 times lower if you're boosted than if you're not boosted. And so this is where it's really, really important that people, you know, it's not a five alarm wildfire anymore, but it's still incredibly worrisome in the background, and especially if you're immunocompromised, vulnerable, elderly, et cetera.
Would it be fair to say that we've gone from pandemic to endemic?
I don't really like the word endemic, because the endemic, you know, in people's minds is just, oh, it's just a common cold, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I also want to remind people that flu deaths are, you know, last year were among the highest ever, and flu is endemic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, other places, HIV is endemic to, say, South Africa. But just because it's endemic doesn't mean it's harmless. And that's where a lot of people think endemic means harmless background noise. No, endemic just means it's floating around unchecked.
It's everywhere.
And it doesn't mean it's harmless or mild. And I think this synonym with mild is just completely incorrect. So, yeah, it can be considered endemic in certain ways, but don't make it that misconstruing that it's mild.
Yeah, I totally get it. A lot of people are going to be traveling for the holidays, you know, in the next week or two. Huge numbers of people. And if you're going through an airport or if you're on an airplane, obviously, if you're feeling sick at all, if you think that you might have even a cold or a flu, but particularly if you think that you might have COVID, I realize a lot of people, you know, they paid $1,000 for their ticket. They're going to get there, damn it. You know, they're going to get on the plane. Which means that they're going to contaminate people around them. Obviously, if you think you're sick, you should be wearing a mask pretty much all the time to prevent your sickness from infecting other people. But let's revisit real quickly how effective masks might be at preventing you from getting sick when you're going through the airport, and particularly in those tight spaces like airport security and when you're boarding the plane.
Right. And again, in an airport setting, unlike, say, you're with your family, in an airport setting, you're being exposed to so many different people from around the country, around the world, and who could be carrying the virus far and wide. You should really mask up in airports if possible. And N95 masks are best, especially the best ones are the duck-billed types. Mm-hmm. N95 masks, and if you don't have an N95 mask, at least go with one of the KN95 ear-looped ones. Those are, you know, next best.
Right, but the surgical masks,
they are really
not
effective.
So much, right?
Say again?
The surgical masks, not so much. I mean, they might prevent
the surgical masks, not as much. Look, it's better than nothing, but yeah. The issue is surgical masks is not a really tight-fitting mask.
Right.
Surgical masks, you would have to double up the mask to have a good protection, but I think that's a little bit subpar, you know, expecting people to double up, especially with the gaps in the sides of the mask. That's why the KN95 is better than the surgical, and the N95, especially with the things that have the nose bridge seals, mm-hmm. are much, much better.
Yeah.
They're just so much better in terms of filtration, because the mask wearing is only as good as any leaks. But they are really, really effective, and they're doubly effective if more people around you wear them. But in this day and age, you know, obviously a lot of people, most people don't wear masks. So that's why it's all the more important that if you do wear a mask, it's as tight as you can.
Right.
And especially also in the bathrooms. Oftentimes people, you know, have their guard off in the bathrooms. If anything, I say, in addition to airports, whenever you travel or whenever you go anywhere, go in the restaurant or anything, the best place to mask is actually in the bathroom, because bathrooms have poor ventilation, They have bathroom fecal aerosols. These hand drying blowers that you have actually spread a lot of germs in the air, and that's actually well documented.
Yeah.
And actually help aerosolize virus and bacteria particles. So bathrooms, definitely try to wear a mask. Even if you don't wear it anywhere else, wear a mask in the bathroom. Honestly, just take it with you.
Yeah, there you go. Dr. Eric Feigelding is with us, the epidemiologist and health economist with the New England Complex Systems Institute. I want to get into bird flu, the Congo mysterious X virus, and whooping cough making a comeback. And perhaps we can even get to polio now that it's become an issue. Dr. Feigelding, you can stick around for just a minute, right?
Yep.
Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We're talking with Dr. Eric Feigelding, one of the, in my opinion, one of the best epidemiologists in the country, about what's going on with diseases this season.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Mino and the Mayor.
I'm going to admit something that I normally would not admit. A lot of times I don't wear underwear.
We got to go to a break.
I don't have a cart, and I'm carrying this stuff.
Yeah.
I got my finger in the loop holding my pants up because they would literally go down. And twice people stop me. Hey, John Mino, as I'm trying to hold my pants up and hold my stuff in my arms.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy, and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
There's a shadow on the nation, a chill in the air. A leader rises playing.
Welcome back. 20 minutes past the hour. We're talking with Dr. Eric Feigelding, the epidemiologist and health economist with the New England Complex Systems Institute. Dr. Eric Ding, D-R-E-R-I-C-D-I-N-G on Blue Sky and Twitter. Dr. Feigelding, let's talk about bird flu. First of all, what is bird flu, and why should? And then secondly, why should we be concerned about it?
Right. Bird flu is also known as H5N1. There's other types of bird flu, but this specific bird flu that's called highly pathogenic avian influenza is what's spreading like wildfire. It's spread worldwide. It's killed off like scores. Like, we're talking about millions of birds and other wildlife around the world. Walruses, many. It's infected almost every species. And in terms of in the U.S., it's infected many cattle herds, and the USDA was very slow reacting to this. But basically, cattle herds across the majority of the U.S. states have had it, especially almost every single Western state by now. Mm-hmm. So, and the other worrisome thing is that is milk, because it's highly concentrated in milk. And if you drink raw milk, it has active bird flu in it.
Yikes.
And even, by the way, there's even studies of the pasteurization. Like, unless it's ultra-pasteurized, there's actually, like, three studies that show regular flash pasteurization, the short period, fast pasteurization that's mostly used, actually does not fully kill the virus either. The virus does still survive and is still infectious afterwards. But ultra-pasteurized is safest. But definitely don't drink raw milk. And there's a lot of recalls in California right now about raw milk and being infected. And, you know, they've, for example, in farms, they've cats that drank the raw milk from these cows have had really, really severe consequences and deaths in cats that drank this milk. So definitely don't drink raw milk. Humans, there's been a wide number of infections and hospitalizations, but in North America, the most serious one, there's last month there was a teenager in Vancouver that was infected, and he was hospitalized in the ICU. And that case was interesting because there was no the child had no bird exposure, does not work at a zoo or a farm whatsoever. So they actually don't know where that child, that teenager, exactly got bird flu. In the U.S., we've had a lot of farmers who've been infected. But in terms of hospitalization, the first hospitalization was reported, I think, a couple of days ago in Louisiana. There was a Louisiana man who was hospitalized. But that person was a poultry farmer.
Right. So far, these have all been animal-to-human transmissions. Isn't the big
right.
concern
animal-to-human. Although, except for the Vancouver case and the teenager, they could not find the source.
Right. You although, I can tell you, I live in the Pacific Northwest, and there is goose poop and duck poop on every sidewalk everywhere. I mean, it's just it's pretty ubiquitous. Here. But in any case, isn't the big concern that a human or a pig or some other animal infected with a normal flu virus that's capable of infecting humans will also be infected with bird flu, and they'll mix genes and suddenly the bird flu will jump? This is what happened in 1918, isn't it?
Right. It's called chimera, basically when two viruses combine or two sister viruses or two different viruses entirely, and you can get a worst of both worlds situation because a single patient or animal that is co-infected with both can mix in between, and the viruses can swap genes. And during that gene swapping process, you can have a whole host of bad combinations that comes out of it. Like, right. You know, a milder virus that's more infectious, like the traditional flu, might pass some of its more infectious genes to the bird flu. And the bird flu, you know, which up until now has not been human to human as much, may pick up that. And there's studies that show that we're basically only one or two mutations away from the bird flu being highly infectious in humans. Right. Because there's, in terms of transmission, like it has to be stable beyond just, you know, milk, for example, mm-hmm. for it to be like airborne.
Right.
There's genes that make a virus more stable in the air. Mm-hmm. And then there's also genes that make it much more effective in terms of like key and lock system for it to infect a human cell.
Right.
And this lock and key system, if it mutates or gains these certain mutations, and we're only about one or two mutations away,
yeah.
then it can effectively infect human cells.
But this is a deadly virus, is it not? I mean, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. In birds especially. And humans, there has been like dozens of deaths in other countries. The U.S., we haven't had a death yet,
yeah.
but we've had many farmers infected. You know, there are hospitalizations. And I think this is where it hasn't reached an epic tipping point in humans yet. But right. cattle herds, avian, no. Poultry, bird, you know, turkey, chicken populations. Oh, they've been.
Well, this is why eggs are so really, expensive really right now. Yeah. We just have a minute left before we hit a hard break. In 1918, we did not have a flu vaccine. We do now. Is that, should that provide us with some solace?
Yeah, we do have flu vaccines, but we're not, it's not the bird flu vaccine. So you should definitely get your annual seasonal flu vaccine, but that is not bird flu vaccine. And the bird flu vaccine, we do have limited quantities in the U.S. stockpile, but not mass produced. And that bird flu vaccine is an older strain. It's not tailored to the latest. It's better than nothing, but they haven't even released it. There was debates about releasing it, but it's not. But I would say you can't, there's no over-the-counter test for bird flu, but bird flu is a type of flu A. And there are tests available out there where you can test because it's so similar, whether it's COVID, flu A, or flu B.
Right.
If you get a flu A positive, it doesn't mean it's bird flu, but bird flu would show up under one of these flu A tests that's out there.
Dr. Feigelding, thank you so much for dropping by. We really appreciate your coming on this program. Thank you.
Thank you. Stay safe.
Yeah, you too, and happy holidays.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what's on your mind? I'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A bomb strapped to a scooter detonated in Moscow, killing Russian General Igor Kirillov and an aide. Ukraine says, yeah, we got him.
Kirillov, the highest-ranking military officer to be assassinated in Russia since the war began, killed just miles from the Kremlin. He was in charge of Russia's biological, chemical, and nuclear protection forces. Ukraine claiming responsibility, calling the general a war criminal and legitimate target, charging him with using banned chemical weapons against Ukrainian troops.
ABC's Ian Panel. Just three more days until a government shutdown. Congressional negotiators unveiled a stopgap bill designed to keep the bureaucracy going another 3 months. It would provide more than $100 billion for hurricane and other natural disaster relief. Madison, Wisconsin's police chief said his mass shooting that left two people dead appears to be a combination of factors. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a fan of the shows Baby Reindeer or Stranger Things, you might be interested in a new show that is being developed at Netflix. The Duffer Brothers, who created Stranger Things, and Veronica Tofilska, who created Baby Reindeer, are teaming up for a new show called Something Very Bad Is Going to Happen. The episodic horror series will star Camilla Morone and Adam DeMarco. If you're looking for a can't-miss film to watch over the holidays, it's probably not Netflix's new Carry On. Having said that, it is available from the comfort of your chair and is nonstop. If you can look past some plot logic, you'll probably be entertained as there is good action and it does move along nicely. The film stars Taron Egerton as a TSA agent who is being controlled by a terrorist organization led by Jason Bateman, who gets to show his incredible range as an actor. The film Carry On got an 80% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but only 60% of audiences liked it. I am definitely in the 40%, but check it out for yourself. Good premise, not so great execution. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks beat the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Oklahoma City Thunder are in first place in the Western Conference, the youngest team in the league, but last night the Bucks shut them down 97-81 to win the NBA Cup Championship in Las Vegas. Doc Rivers asked during the trophy presentation, when did he know that they had a chance to win the cup?
I think we knew this. You know, we struggled coming out of the gates. No one here doubted what we can be and who we can be, and we just hung in there. We stuck together, and this is the byproduct of a team sticking together, but we still have work to do.
College football, add Will Pauling, the Badgers' leading receiver, to the list of players leaving Wisconsin and entering the transfer portal. In Green Bay, Matt LaFleur says one of his most improved players this season is wide receiver Christian Watson.
In every phase of the game, he's been A+. Guy is extremely intelligent. We can move him around. He rarely will have a mental error, and he's doing a good job of winning his one-on-one opportunities.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a little bit of light snow or flurries in the overnight. Light west winds. Low temperatures will drop to the mid-20s. On Wednesday, we'll see some morning flurries, then mix of clouds and sunshine. Northwest winds turning breezy with highs near 30. Right now, it's 28.
Mino and the Mayor.
You ever really want to get back at me?
Well, you're claustrophobic. That would really...
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be tough for you.
Oh, the worst.
You would talk like that.
Get this. Absolutely. Get this.
Put him in a drum and throw him in the water. He's claustrophobic and he can't swim.
Yeah.
I think we could get anything we wanted out of you.
Anything.
All right, Todd, mental note.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Gag on your speech and a vote out of reach is the plan.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Juan in Los Angeles. Hey, Juan, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Long time listener, first time caller.
Well, thank you, Juan.
Speaking of KTFK Pacifica Radio in LA. Thank you so much. Anyway, I wanted to remind your callers that you can actually contact not just the president, but the vice president at kp.gov. You can scroll down a little further down, and you can see Kamala Harris. But anyways.
Okay, Jordan, I'm having a hard time understanding you. If you have me on speaker, you might want to undo that or wear earbuds or something.
Let me see.
Your voice is quite badly distorted.
How's this? Is any better?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Sorry. I decided to organize my phone for now. First time caller, but yeah. Anyways, long time caller. But the point is, now that Joe Biden pardoned his son, I'm urging everyone to go to whitehouse.gov to implore President Biden and Vice President Harris to use the very same immunity powers that were created for Donald Trump by activist Supreme Court justices to instruct thus far feckless Merrick Garland to investigate the connections between Putin, Elon Musk, and Donald Trump, much like the investigation that the Romanian government is doing into Elon Musk as well as Vladimir Putin. Okay. Agreed. And in addition to considering, I think Elon Musk, we can go on for hours, but like, for example, these drones, only Elon Musk has the technology and the money to put forward this kind of psyop, this psychological operation to distract us like a box full of cats with a dangling a ball of yarn. That's basically what it is, I think.
I get your theory, Juan. I'm not buying it, but I get it.
Yeah. That to me certainly is more believable than aliens. I mean, I would love to the idea that aliens would come and save us from what we're about to embark on.
Well, we had one here in Oregon last week where the pilots at altitude, you know, flying over our state, and 20, 30,000 feet, we're saying this thing is at 60,000 feet, and it just shot out over the ocean.
I really do, believe me. I would love it. I would love it. Going. But the other thing is that what I feel is the oligarchical media now has totally ignored Putin to a large degree, other than that people like you. And I mean, we already know that he was in contact with both Elon Musk and Donald Trump outside of secured government parameters for at least since 2022.
The last 2 years, yeah.
I mean, we also, yeah, exactly. And then on top of it, just recently he sent his oligarchs to basically convey the message that, okay, you owe us now for the election, and we intend to collect.
That's right. And just this past week, his henchman, you know, Viktor Orban, flew down to Mar-a-Lago to give Trump his marching orders.
Oh, yeah. And the billionaire oligarchs, I think it's just the cabal, including our American oligarchs, by the way, because, I mean, they have, I think accelerationism is one of the things, that, especially the right-wing accelerationism is part of it. But they're going to dismantle this country by putting in Putin's basically in the process of installing, you know, his cabal of his own assets and criminal elements as a puppet government. And a lot of the bravado that I'm seeing on the left, I think they don't address the primary issues about what really happened, at least beyond it. In other words, there's people like, I think his name is Steven Spoonamore, who did the letters and all that. So I think the idea is that, yes, I understand that so many people are disappointed because the window is closed, but Joe Biden can use those very same powers to say, you know what, Because the reason of obviously the fear is that Elon Musk, including Alexander Vindman, is now being threatened by Elon Musk himself for treason, which is execution for even daring to question if what the Romanian government is doing already.
Agreed.
And yet the oligarchical media has shut us all up.
Yeah.
And try to paint us as conspiracy theorists. But the bottom line is if you have inside information, namely access to software data, then you can create a firewall easily that could evade detection by our own forces. And that's ultimately what happened, is why Kamala Harris had to concede.
Yeah, no, I get it. I think this is not just happening to us. I see, you know, the German government fell this week. The Canadian government is shaking. The French government has fallen.
Oh, yeah.
I think these are all the result of efforts that are being put forward by Vladimir Putin out of his, internet research agency.
It's definitely a 40-war post-Cold plan that he's been working on forever, and he wasn't going to take the chance of having
conflict. No, he's trying to make the world safe for oligarchy. One, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Your points were very well made. Thank you. John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the infrastructure of the media itself has been so compromised. And as you say, you know, we need to support free speech TV programs like yours, letters to the editor, you know, whatever we can do. Because if you can't get the message out to people, how can they make a choice in a free society? And this is a problem. Our media system is rated, I think, 54th by Reporters Without Borders.
Press.
I don't know how they call that, you know, but it's just bad. And, you know, it's very frustrating. I think they've gained population, really. You know, it's terrible.
Yeah, they look at a bunch of different variables. They look at accuracy. They look at ownership, diversity of ownership. They look at, whether to what extent investigative journalism is being practiced. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when the old joke in business was, you know, it's going to be a bad day when you wake up and there's a 60 Minutes truck out in front of your house or in front of your business. You know, I mean, there's just no meaningful investigative journalism being done by any of the major media any longer. It's now fallen to places like ProPublica.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, even public radio, public TV, it's what they choose just not to cover. Yeah. They do fluff pieces and things like this.
Two sidesism, both sidesism. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I'm with you, John. I'm with you. We've got a lot of work to do here. John, thank you. Spot on. Larry in Hazel Green, Alabama. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Oh, good morning. I guess it's morning there.
It is. Good afternoon to you, Larry.
Yeah, I have to agree with you about the Democratic Party. I've had this feeling for a number of years, and it's kind of embarrassing. But, you know, if you watch pro football, you know that both teams are NFL, and the NFL doesn't care who you cheer for as long as you buy a ticket. And I've had this feeling about the two parties. I wonder, remember the John Kerry campaign? He fought like hell to get the nomination, and then he just rolled over and handed it to Bush?
Well, he refused to respond to the Swift Boat attacks, thinking that everybody would realize how absurd it was to call a war hero a criminal, essentially. And boy, was that a bad call.
Right. And also remember Harry Reid, who's well-regarded. But I remember when he was fighting the Republicans, and he'd fight the Republicans, and then at the end he'd just roll over.
Yeah.
And I wondered why. And I get this feeling that maybe we have two teams that are owned by the same owners, and they're giving us a show while they pick our pockets.
That's certainly, to a large extent, what happened in the 90s when the Democratic Party and the Clinton administration, embraced neoliberalism, free trade, keeping taxes low on billionaires, refusing to go with card check, with anything that would push back against the Supreme Court decisions against unions and things like that. I think that there's an insurgent
I know that there is a major insurgent movement within the Democratic Party right now to turn it back into the old Democratic Party, the pre-1980 Democratic Party. And that's the Progressive Caucus, the Congressional Progressive Caucus, which is about 100 members in the House of Representatives. And God bless them. You know, we need a lot more. But your point is well taken, Larry. Larry, I got to run. Thank you for the call. Mike in Fresno, California. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I was really puzzled by Elon Musk buying 50 million ads or spent $50 million on digital ads when he owns a digital company. And I couldn't find any information on RBG PAC. But when I did a search on Cambridge Analytica, I found that they moved all of their intellectual properties over to this new company, EMER Data, and that Alexander Nix, Kellyanne Conway, and Eric Prince are all involved in this.
Oh, geez.
And I think we need to keep an eye on what's going on over in Britain, because this is all based out of Britain.
Yeah.
And what do you think?
Spot on, Mike. I can't verify any of those details, but what I do think is that there is an international effort being driven by people like Vladimir Putin and Viktor Orban, and frankly, President Xi out of China, probably the Saudis, an international effort to make the world safe for billionaires, for oligarchs, and to tear down democracies. And I think we're seeing that effort is bearing fruit. Its first big success was in 2016 here in the United States. And then it started going after the European countries, and it's taken down France and Germany, and it got Brexit in the UK. Now you've got, the majority of Brits are saying, holy cow, we never should have done that one. It's tremendously concerning to me to see this coalition of right-wing billionaires from all over the world, and so many of them here in the United States who now basically control the Republican Party, were not born in the United States. So frankly, I don't think they have allegiance to the United States other than, wanting to take advantage of our economy. So I'm concerned. Mike, thank you for the call. It's 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us as Americans, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, you get their advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my name Hartman with two N's at the end to 511-511. FFRF.us/Hartman. Join FFRF and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Shares delight with tables full of joy and laughter. And every heart feels warm tonight.
Welcome back. Picking up your calls. Clark in Alexandria, Virginia. Hey, Clark, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener. I wanted to comment on the Pelosi-AOC thing. Mm-hmm. I can remember maybe 6 years ago when the Sunrise Movement, which is a youth climate change organization, had a sit-in in Pelosi's office. Mm-hmm. And I think it was AOC's first day on Capitol Hill as an elected representative. And she went over to join them. Yep. And gave them a pep talk.
I vaguely remember that too. I'll bet that was the beginning of this feud.
Yeah, it might be. But I wanted to get your take on something else. It's a new tactic, maybe to do something about climate change. Mm-hmm. I can remember about 5 or 6 years ago, the fossil fuel industry was afraid that public opinion would turn so much against them for making electricity out of fracked gas that they decided to divert their gas supplies into making plastics, and with the idea of doubling or tripling the plastic output by 2050. Well, now we hear that the average American ingests a credit card size amount of microplastics every week.
I thought that was every year.
Well, ask your phone.
Yeah, okay. I'll do it. Because I have written about this before. A credit card chunk of plastic is huge. I mean, a typical bottle of bottled water can have as many as 10,000 microplastic particles in it, but none of them are visible. They're not macroscopic. They're microscopic.
Yeah.
So it would take a lot of those particles to add up. But the danger is they appear to be passing the blood-brain barrier and the placental barrier. And we really need to do something about this. It's a real issue, Clark. Thank you very much for bringing
it
up.
Well, what about the idea of a national boycott of unnecessary single-use plastics?
Well, I think we can all do that to the extent that we can. But boycotts are rarely effective. What we need to be doing is lobbying our legislators to say, we need to get some of this, we need to get much of this plastic out of the environment and certainly out of our food supply. I would be completely with you there, Clark. And step one, by the way, probably the most important thing you can do is stop drinking bottled water, because bottled water is just rich in this stuff. Clark, I gotta move along. Thank you for the call. Cece in Appleton, Wisconsin. Hey, Cece, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hey. I would really like to get your take on how we're going to possibly have free and fair elections in 2 or 4 years. Are we living in an alternate reality, talking about the Dems changing their strategies and possibly winning? I mean, how many autocracies and dictatorships come to an end in 4 years?
Very, very rarely, frankly. And already you've seen red states that have essentially rigged their election systems. I mean, this has been going on for several decades. Greg Palast is of the opinion that without voter suppression, if everybody could vote and freely and fairly, then at the very least, Georgia, Texas, and Florida would all be blue states. But I still have hope, Cece. I don't think they're going to pull the plug entirely on this, but we'll have to wait and see, how bad it gets. Cece, thank you so much for the call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The motive in Monday's deadly mass shooting at a Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin remains a mystery. The 15-year-old girl shooter killing two, six others hurt before she took her own life.
They're going through her social media trying to figure out her ideology. They say it had neo-Nazi leanings. She was celebrating mass shootings and that she, posted a photo indicating, a celebration of white supremacy. So, again, it's very early in the investigation, but they're just trying to use every puzzle piece at their disposal.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee in Madison, Wisconsin. Here in New York City, a grand jury indicted Luigi Mangione for first-degree murder with a terrorism enhancement in the killing of the United Healthcare chief exec. Prince Chengxiang recalling 541,000 Fortune Tormenta and Prince High Country snow tires, but they don't have sufficient traction to handle heavy snow conditions. This is ABC News.